What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are still closed here. And I'm looking at another piece of propagandistic nonsense coming on out. Apparently, Lester Holt over at NBC News has interviewed what is claimed to be a defector from North Korea who assures us all Kim Jong-un is going to nuke the United States of America. He's coming to get you. Now, look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a reason for Kim Jong-un to carry out an unprovoked first nuclear strike with anybody. First of all, keep in mind that the United States is the only nation in history to actually use nuclear weapons against another country. Second, the value of nuclear weapons, the reason why governments are willing to pay the incredible cost to build and maintain these things, is as a deterrent. North Korea has built its nuclear arsenal in order to discourage foreign invaders from attacking North Korea. As long as those bombs are in North Korea cannot be easily invaded. That's the real reason the United States wants all countries to give up their nuclear weapons so that they're easy to invade. Now, North Korea is not going to throw away that deterrent. The instant they use a nuclear weapon or use up their nuclear weapons, the deterrent value is gone and there's instant retaliation. This is just another rehash of Saddam has nuclear weapons, Assad has sarin gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to the British, and on and on and on and on. How many more times are you going to have to be lied to until you recognize you are being lied to? So, now then. Apparently, Israel's ambassador to France was scheduled to give a talk at a French university. The video is quite interesting. As soon as he took the stage, the students all stood up and walked out. They're sending a message. Now, Dr. Michael Gilmore, who's just retired, was until recently the director of test and evaluation for the U.S. military, and he's published his final evaluation of the F-35. And basically, he's saying it is junk. He is saying there are 276 deficiencies in combat performance that are designated critical to correct. They can't just shine them on. Saying one of the big problems is the wing design is very unstable in the transonic zone, meaning when you're going from slower than the speed of sound to faster than the speed of sound, the plane becomes very, very unstable. The pilots are complaining that they're being shaken badly. Didn't they wind tunnel test this thing? And the problem is even worse when they're doing a turn at high G's, going transonic. The pilots are saying it's a real problem. And this Dr. Michael Gilmore is saying the F-35 is scarcely fit to fly. Now, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has come on out with her comment about the corporate media, saying if you rely on the corporate media, you are probably misinformed. I would take probably out of it. Of course you're misinformed. That's their job. That's what the prostitutes and the whorespondents in the corporate media, that's what they're paid those huge sums of money to do. Keep you misinformed. Lie to you. Keep you believing that unemployment is only 5%, that inflation is under control, that we're in an economic recovery, that the Russians are bad, the Chinese are bad, the Syrians are bad, the Libyans are bad, the Afghanis are bad, and we're good. Now, the Dow Industrials had a bit of a roller coaster ride today. At one point, they were almost 100 points down, and they're basically saying that this is a result of the economic data, key economic data coming in from the first quarter. Because we've now just entered the second quarter. They're looking at the numbers from the first quarter. They are not good. Even the plunge protection team couldn't prevent the Dow from taking a little bit of a hiccup there. Speaking of economic data coming on in, the Commerce Department released its third revision for fourth quarter 2016 gross domestic product. So now it's official. The Obama presidency had the worst economic growth since the end of World War II, the fourth worst in the entire history of our nation. Now, the other day, we were talking about the pension crisis and how pensions all over the country have been defunded in large part due to the mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown of 2008. And more of these pensions are not able to keep their promises to the pensioners, to retirees. There have already been some pensions that are notifying people that are about to reach retirement not to count on the pension fund to provide the money that was supposed to. We're aiming towards a world or nation without retirement. That's going to be the new business model for the fascist United States of America. You will work until you die. It's costing us too much to give you a retirement of leisure. We'll find something for you to do. No, they won't. We got 90 million Americans out of work right now. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. It is a mess. That 11th marble has come back with a vengeance. And not just here. Story coming out of political.com. Italy is about to fall. And they're talking about their bank failures, banks just in terrible trouble. They're seeing nationalism rising in Italy. And they're saying Italy might follow Great Britain out of the European Union, and maybe not of its own volition. The EU may be forced to kick Italy out rather than try and underwrite its incredible debt problem. Same thing going on over in Greece. Apparently, £3.4 billion have been pulled from the banks, and Greece's manufacturing output is the worst in the Eurozone. You can't keep taking money out of an economy without paralyzing it. There has to be enough currency in circulation to fuel commerce. And the money junkies cannot see it. Now, we've been talking about the price of gold and silver, and I imagine with Russia and China talking about a gold-backed trading system, demand for gold is going up. We know gold demand is going up, but gold prices are still stagnant. And the way they do that is the London Gold Fix is arrived at by taking the price of real physical gold and blending it with the paper gold trade. And they've been overprinting those paper gold contracts. They're leveraged hundreds to one. In fact, right now, there is $10 trillion with a T dollars in paper gold out there for which there is no corresponding physical gold to go with it. And they just keep on doing it to keep the price of gold down. It's all a hoax. It's all a fraud. Just coming up with the next lie to cling to power and wealth a little bit longer. Over in Aurora, Illinois, Caterpillar is shutting down their plant. They're moving production to other U.S. facilities. Orders for this kind of equipment are stagnating. There's been a major drop in new construction projects, new commercial projects, new homes. 800 people losing their job. Now, Amazon, a while back, launched a couple of new ventures, diapers.com, and they had this subsidiary, Quidsi, that was supposed to be doing these targeted website, deliver-to-home business. And apparently, just a few months ago, they were saying it's going to be great, it's going to be wonderful, we're going to have a really good time. Unfortunately, last week, Amazon has announced it's shutting this entire subsidiary down, including diapers.com, saying it isn't profitable. They're not able to make a lot of money, or even any money. They're losing money on this. And this tells us two things. We have seen, as the retail sector of our economy goes into a tailspin, they have a habit of trying to blame online vendors. oh, the brick-and-mortar stores and shopping malls, we're only suffering because people are ordering things online. Well, obviously, that's not true. The problem is the money junkies have grabbed all the wealth to the very top of our pyramid, and there isn't any left down here for us to buy things with. Personally, I hate to order online. I want to go into a store, actually look at and touch what it is I'm planning on buying, then give them my money and go home with what I want. Instant gratification is a big part of the retail experience. And anytime you're buying something online, you don't really know what you're getting until you get it. Now, overall, I've had a real good experience with eBay, but there have been a couple of times where what I am sent doesn't match the description. And there is the advantage of being able to go into a store, pick up something, tap on it, make sure it's solidly built, and judge for yourself before you send the money. Over in New York, which is, as you know, a sanctuary city, apparently the indigenous traditional New Yorkers are leaving the city at a rate of 4.4% per year. And that's the highest negative migration rate among all of the population centers, according to U.S. Census records. Now, setting a new standard for pettiness. Apparently, San Francisco company Modern Appeals Clothing is suing Ivanka Trump with what they say is a class action lawsuit of a lot of clothing line designers who now want Ivanka Trump to stop using Ivanka Trump as her branding because of its connotations of connection with the White House, and they're saying the fact that she's named Trump is unfair competition. I think they're being a little bit silly, and to be very honest, some of the things I've seen coming out of those California fashion houses are really not all that attractive. And the fashion industry as a whole has, in order to try and stay profitable, become more and more extreme, more outlandish, trying to stay fresh. This is this year's fashion trend. And you're dealing with a population of people who are saying, I don't need this year's fashion trend. You know, these jeans are still good for at least another year if I take care of them. There's a lot of business that is out there still imagining that we still live in the economy of the 1980s and 1990s, when ordinary Americans had money for indulgences like the latest fashion, whatever, the latest gizmo, the latest shoes. It just isn't there anymore. You're seeing it all over retail. People are putting their wallets away. They are refusing to use their credit cards. Now, turning to immigration and the refugees, according to a German non-governmental organization working to flood Europe with migrants, there is no preventing refugees from crossing the Mediterranean Sea because they don't weigh the decision of whether to go to Europe rationally. They just figure everything has to be better than where I come from, and if I'm going to die in my way, so let it be. Well, who is it who's been flooding these source countries with propaganda saying that they're going to get free stuff? That's where the problem is. And this German NGO is pro-refugee, pro-immigrant. So they've got a bias going on into this. I think if some of those smuggler boats, if enough of those smuggler boats were turned back by warships, the problem might reduce. It's like the illegal immigrant problem here in the United States of America. If we enforce the existing laws, if we stop handing free stuff out as an incentive to come here, the problem will go away. Now, speaking of Germany, they've had yet another embarrassing incident up there. Apparently, at a sheltered accommodation in Nonhaus, Germany, was a care home. And apparently, an 18-year-old Somalian asylum seeker broke into the room of a 59-year-old paralyzed man and raped him. And after he raped the first man, he moved to an adjoining room where he proceeded to rape a second man. He was caught in the act by the victim's wife. He then killed the wife. So how's that open borders thing working out for you? And isn't it amazing that the people pushing for open borders are so desperate to get their dream of a global government and a new world order, they don't care what happens to the people living right in their own countries? So if you got raped, you're being picky. Now, Marine Le Pen is out there stating what should be obvious. The people are waking up. And she says, the globalist system is panicking over the rise of populism and nationalism. And as of right now, Marine Le Pen has regained the lead in the polls ahead of the first round of voting. And Marine Le Pen has as many dark forces aligned against her election as were aligned against Donald Trump. So I'm hoping the French people are going to realize they need to get on out and give her an overwhelming landslide victory, or it will be stolen away. Over in Sweden, the first country with a feminist government, and now the rape capital of the world. In fact, it's the rape crisis is so bad there, even these feminists who were welcoming the refugees are now leaving the urban areas because it's so dangerous. But apparently one of the Sweden's members of the European Parliament, who's a Eurosceptic, is saying Sweden is getting ready to follow Britain out of the EU. They're calling it the Swexit. They're talking seriously about that. Now, up in Chicago, where they still have a sky-high crime and murder rate despite being the poster child for gun control in the country, Rahm Emanuel has started issuing a new form of ID. This is an ID that's for Chicago only, and this identification card is specifically designed to make sure illegal aliens in the city can receive welfare benefits with minimal risk of identification and deportation. Now, for every one of those ID cards he issues, Rahm Emanuel is in violation of U.S. Code 8, Section 1324, and that's a lot of years in jail. And that's what has to happen next. All these sanctuary cities, and let's call them what they are, they're outlaw cities. These are outlaw cities. It's time to start arresting their leaders. Story out of WorldNet Daily. Sanctuary cities free 253 illegal alien criminals in 2 weeks. And they're talking about New York City, Orange County, California, even Washington, D.C., where ICE is sending a notice to these police departments, to the jail, saying this illegal immigrant that you have arrested for committing a crime is wanted for deportation, and the sanctuary cities are just letting him out. So if you live in one of these cities, just think about this for a moment. Your local government is releasing criminals into your midst rather than allow them to be deported back to their home countries. And they think this is a good policy. Do you think it's a good policy? I don't think it's a good policy. Especially in Chicago, where they already have an out-of-control crime spree going on in the streets there. Now, out in California, as you know, they're considering legislation, Senate Bill 54, which will turn California into a sanctuary state. But apparently, mayors of most of the California cities are saying they are against it. And they're going to fight this thing tooth and nail. Good for those mayors. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with more about refugees and corruption, the New World Order. I mean, this is a fist fight between the globalists and the nationalists. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, there is one positive development in the refugee program, and this was something Donald Trump promised he was going to do during the campaign, and that was that persecuted Christians get the top priority slots in any Muslim countries. If there are people coming from one of these countries and they want to come to the United States, the persecuted Christians go to the front of the line. And I think that's a very, very good thing. A lot of people were very, very angry that it almost seemed intentional to put Muslims out there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines again, 800-313-9443. Now, you probably are familiar with Dr. Phil. He's very popular. He's been on television since 2002. And his program is shown around the world. But apparently he did a tacky no-no because Dutch TV has just canceled his show. And apparently they were upset because Dr. Phil aired an episode that was talking about elite pedophilia. And apparently that is a very, very touchy subject for a lot of governments around the world. I mean, remember the big stink over the Franklin scandal here in the United States of America, and most assuredly remember the lengths that the politicians went to make sure this did not get out to the general population. Now, we know that sociopaths love power. They seek it, and they're very good at getting at it, because when they tell a lie, they have no compunction about it. It doesn't bother them. There are no tells. Sociopaths are very convincing liars. And I guess sociopaths would be prone to want to do things that other people don't do and get away with it. So apparently they touched a nerve over there on Dr. Phil's show. And I do want to reiterate again, because I get a lot of emails about, you know, why aren't you talking about Pizzagate? I understand pedophilia is a big problem. Anywhere you have an excess of power, whether it's the church, government, finance, think about Epstein's little island down there. But Pizzagate, I think, was a setup so that anybody who went in there and defamed the pizza parlor would be sued to scare other people away from investigating pedophilia in general. That's what I think that was all about. Now, getting on to political correctness, and it is getting a little out of hand there. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, now says milk is a symbol of white supremacy. Ooh, milk is a symbol of white supremacy. Does that include chocolate milk? And if milk is a symbol of white supremacy, then does that make cornflakes a cereal racist? I think maybe that we need to give that its proper due, which is nothing at all. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, we're seeing a real ramp up of the booga booga. Apparently, this story that NBC ran, where they have a defector from North Korea who says North Korea is going to attack the United States without a really good reason, just for the heck of it. It's being run all over the place here right now. Another piece of the daily booga booga we're getting here. CNN is out there saying that terrorists can now build bombs inside laptops that will evade airport security. Now, if you know anything at all about explosives or even laptop computers, you're going to realize what a nonsense story this is. Modern laptops, there is no room in there to add anything. And explosives have to be the correct shape and have to be properly tamped to be effective, especially high-brissive explosives. If somebody were to spread Octal inside a laptop and set it off, the laptop is going to be destroyed, but not much else. Same thing they did with the crotch bomber. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, as you know, the U.S. and Japan and South Korea are having exercises on the Korean Peninsula to send a message that they are ready to go to war against North Korea if North Korea won't do as it's told here. And apparently they're already running into some problems. The U.S. sent two B-1B Lancer bombers over there. One of them has already broken down. And right now, the numbers from the Air Force are only 7 out of every 10 Air Force planes are actually ready to fly. That's a little discouraging. Now, getting into the realm of computers and security, a little bit of good news. Remember, Ecuador just had their elections. And the right-wing candidate had made the promise if he won, Julian Assange would be evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy in London and turned over to authorities to be taken back up to Sweden, where he faces rape charges, which is kind of weird that they're charging Julian Assange with rape, even though the rape victim says it didn't happen, but all those refugees that are raping Swedish women are being left alone. It tells you how Alice through the looking glass the current world is here. The good news is the left-wing presidential candidate won the election, and so Assange can stay at the assembly. The embassy. He's been there 5 years. I think it's time for a presidential pardon. He is not an enemy of the country. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. I just wanted to give some feedback to you, and maybe you could pass it on. I know the main guy there at Republic is not in today. I guess he's sick. But as of last Thursday, I could no longer access republicbroadcasting.org. I've spent over 2 hours today with Comcast, my internet service provider, and they've assured me that it's not coming from them. I've done trace routes to the website, and I don't know if you could get the feedback to them. I don't know if I tried this weekend, but then, you know, they're very busy, so I didn't want to, you know, bother them. It seemed like they were disrupted. But so I don't know if it's just me. I was trying to give them feedback to let them know that's happening. I don't know if it's just me or others are being affected in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania or this region, but I just want to give you the feedback because that's how I listen to the show. And by the way, if you try to call through an internet phone, it blocks me, and also if I call from a from cell phones on the T-Mobile network, they want to charge me per minute. So, and regardless of which phone number I call, so just giving you that feedback, maybe you could pass it on to the guys there in tech support there, and because maybe I'm not the only one being blocked.
Well, I've been getting some emails from people saying that they're having trouble getting through. I was able to reach the republicbroadcasting.org website, but it was running very slow. But Mike in our control room is apparently taking this all down.
And
we'll try and get all this stuff sorted out. And
okay,
it could very well be that, hang on, it could very well be that we're under hacker attack because they're especially during the show, they're always attacking my web server, and they may be trying to basically limit people's access to my show by overloading the RBN servers or trying to do something else. Very clearly, the establishment is in an absolute state of panic, and in their mind, anything that they do to prolong their control, their power, their wealth is acceptable behavior, even though to ordinary Americans, we would find that very repugnant. So I will pass along this message.
Something else real quick. I don't know if it has something to do with IPv4 versus IPv6. And I don't know if they've, I know they've been maybe tweaking some things there at the headquarters, so I didn't know if that might have had something to do with it. And also, I'm able to access the archives, which is republicbroadcastingarchives.org, through Google, but then if I try to hit the home button, I can't access the home website.
I think the archives are on its separate server with its own separate IP. You might want to try in your browser, see if there's a place to uncheck mapping IPv4 to IPv6, and because I know they're having problems with that as well. It was not thought all the way through how they were going to do that. All right, I'm hearing back. All right, thank you. We're going to let you go. And apparently what I'm getting from the control room is they think it's working. But again, there could be a lot of interference. I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying that my website is triggering virus warnings on their browsers. And my advice is to look for a browser hijacker because I am now paying for a security service that scans my website 3 times a day looking for malware. And the reports are coming up clean right now. So if there's malware showing up, it's coming in somewhere between my server and your computer. And right now, browser hijackers, malware in general, it's just completely, completely out of control. All right. Now, getting on back to the spying and spooking. Apparently, Android apps are now sharing information on their users with each other. It's sort of a cyber collusion. And unfortunately, it's opened up a huge security hole because you have all this information about your current location, your contact details, other private information, and it's being shared across these various apps. And apparently, apps that are designed around the personalization of ringtones, widgets, and emojis are most at risk. So you need to be very, very careful about that. I want to tell you a little shameless plug here. I'm having so much fun with this Raspberry Pi. And I've seen the same comment all over. Apparently, it's hugely popular with hobbyists and experimenters and even artists. Artists are embedding these things in their artwork to do various functions. And it does remind me of the early days of computers like the Apple II and the Commodore 64 when they were fun to play with. And you could get in and see everything that was being done. It was all source code and you could get into the board and do things. So I'm having a lot of fun with this gizmo right now in my copious amounts of free time. Let's get on back to some health issues here. Is there lead in your water? Yeah, it's becoming a problem. Ever since the big stink out of Flint, Michigan, more and more areas are starting to test their water. And apparently at a school in San Diego, California, the water was so highly contaminated, they couldn't give it to a dog. Dogs apparently know when there's lead in water. You fill up the pan and they turn away from it, you may have a problem. Test your water. And apparently cities all across the United States are discovering massive amounts of lead in their drinking water supply. So it raises the question, just what good is the government if it's not taking care of you? If all it does is take away your money and give it to their friends in Israel and give it to their friends on Wall Street and give it to their friends in Big Pharma and the rest of it, at the same time they allow you to drink toxic drinking water from the faucets, mandate potentially harmful vaccines, insist that GMOs are safe. This is not a government that's taking care of the American people, is it? It's just a sales tool. It's gone totally corporate, totally fascist. Apparently, children across California have been found to have higher lead poisoning levels than those in Flint, Michigan. This is completely out of control. Completely, completely out of control. All right, let's talk about vaccines, pharmaceuticals in general. It's a huge, huge business. They've got enough money to basically buy all the media they want, buy all the politicians they want. Story out of naturalnews.com. America has collapsed into a pharma state run by government-protected drug cartels, and that's exactly what they are. They're drug cartels. They're selling many of the same things that the street dealers are selling. They give them different names, but an opiate is an opiate is an opiate. There are prescription versions of cocaine. Pharmaceutical executives have actually been charged for trying to encourage doctors to hook patients on these opiates. And right now, the United States absorbs 80% of the global opium output. And they're making huge amounts of money, and nobody's supposed to complain. And even if you do complain, the government looks the other way because they're in on the action. Look at all of that evidence coming out of Afghanistan, where U.S. military are involved in protecting the opium poppy fields and transporting the raw sacks of opium. Our government has become completely corrupted by drug money. We've turned into a narco state. These pharmaceutical companies are openly giving inducements, money, gifts, travel to doctors to push their products on you. We have very expensively produced TV commercials all over our TVs. You want this drug, you want that drug. And then it's always followed by a commercial for an ambulance chasing lawyer who is helping people harmed by the last whiz-bang drug sue for damages. It's all about the money. And you have to ask, where's the FDA and the USDA in this? They see themselves as assisting the industry, not protecting the public. CDC out there faking reports that vaccines are safe, and then it turns out CDC owns more than 20 vaccine patents, off of which it gets $4.5 billion every year. It's all driven by the money, not by health. Speaking of CDC, the CDC has issued a document revealing what is inside the vaccine excipients, including African green monkey kidney cells. And remember, they claimed that the green monkey was the original source of HIV. I disagree with that. Fibroblast cells from aborted human fetuses. Apparently, this is CDC and the vaccine makers are big customers of Planned Parenthood. Now, if you're being injected with these cells from other animals, from aborted babies, you're going to have an immune response because your body recognizes it as foreign tissue. It's not you. It's not your DNA. And as long as vaccines and vaccine makers are indemnified from civil litigation, they have no incentive to test for safety. They just go on out and they throw a bunch of stuff together and say, this is our new whiz-bang vaccine. And now, because the public does not want the products, they've gone the route of mandating it. Go to the government. The government says, you will get all of these 40, 50 shots, and you will pay for them. Story out of naturalnews.com. There's a new bill, and it's called House Resolution 1313. Which says that you can be fired from your job if you do not have all the vaccinations, all the federally recognized vaccines. If you do not have all, if you haven't had all your shots, you cannot actually get a job in this country, unless you're an illegal immigrant, of course. And we have seen numerous cases over the last several years about how vaccines are actually spreading the disease they're supposed to prevent. We saw these stories about, oh, there's a mumps outbreak, get your mumps vaccine today. Oh, there's a measles outbreak, get your measles vaccine today. Then you go on in and realize the people who came down with mumps and came down with measles had the vaccines. Or they were exposed to people who just had the vaccine. Because when you get a mumps or measles vaccine with an attenuated pathogen, you are actually contagious to those around you. But that's good for business. The more we make people sick, the more money we will make. Which leads us to this very alarming article out of Natural News asking whether the corrupt vaccine industry has the means and motive to stage a massive false flag outbreak to demand nationwide vaccine mandates. Right now they're doing it state by state. They want a national law. You will have your 50, 60 shots. And once they get that, the number of shots is going to go up, and the cost will go up. Same thing we saw when auto insurance was made mandatory. Same thing we saw when health insurance was made mandatory. The prices will go up, and the quality will go down. Remember back in 2009, the When Pigs Fly flu? And they were out there saying it was going to be a pandemic. The World Health Organization actually artificially lowered the threshold of the number of infections that had to occur to declare a pandemic. And they lowered it way down and said, ooh, poof, it's a pandemic. Get your Tamiflu. It's all about selling you product. And it's getting harder and harder to see any difference between the big corporate pharmaceutical companies and the guy on the street corner. In terms of their ethics and morals. It's hard to see a difference at all. It's all about the drugs. Everywhere you go, drug stores. Now, Forbes came out with an article saying that any attempt at autism awareness or fundraising is wrong, because the Autism Speaks, that's the organization, their founder is a friend of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is a conspiracy theorist who thinks vaccines might cause autism. Ooh, Trump is a conspiracy theorist. I'm sure that Donald Trump has taken a very good look at his son, Barron, and he's looked at the other information. We're finally starting to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. go on out, make public presentations. He is getting zero coverage from the corporate media. They absolutely are doing everything they can to ignore him, to trivialize him. As Forbes says, anybody who thinks vaccines cause autism, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, but look how many times the conspiracy theorists have turned out to be right. That should be a factor. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. Apparently, somebody over at CERN's Large Hadron Collider made an oopsie. And apparently they basically trashed the unit. They're saying the Large Hadron Collider might never, ever work again. And it's a shame that the equipment was damaged, but I think there was a little too much religious faith involved in what they claimed they were finding over there. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to go back to a story that we mentioned on Friday. And I kind of rushed it through because we were hurrying to get the Lady Claire on. And it's a story, again, about antidepressant drugs. And first of all, the theory behind the SSRIs has now been determined not to work. It doesn't even do what it says it's supposed to do. But they're dropping all these chemicals into people, and it's leading to bizarre behavior, violence. If you go over to SSRIstories.org, you will see hundreds and hundreds of documented cases. There have even been court decisions handed on down, finding people guilty of violence to be innocent by reason of prescription antidepressants. It's becoming a real issue. But they're big money, and in the United States of America, anything making big money is to be protected and loved and cherished. I remember back following whatever it is that happened at Sandy Hook, some of the Connecticut citizens wanted to use their state equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act to obtain the shooter's medical records to see if he was on some of these medications, because virtually all of these mass shooters that are being wagged at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And there was an attorney there from the state's medical examiner office, Patrick Quanishe, who went into this hearing and said that even if in this one case the drugs had made the shooter do what he did, that wasn't important for the people to know because they might stop taking their doctor-recommended medications. Well, as we all know, it isn't just that one case. There are hundreds of these cases. And the American people do need to know that there is this danger. So we're talking about this story where apparently there was this woman who was put on antidepressant drugs, and she started having hallucinations that she had killed her own children. That is some serious, serious stuff. Now, obviously, the acts of violence, mass shootings, and suicide will get noticed in the media, but there are lesser degrees of violence, which are sort of considered part of the background noise, but they may be going up as well. Right now, a quarter of the American people are on these pills. It's big business. And Connecticut's very heavily invested in the pharmaceutical industry. We took the per capita incidence of domestic violence in the United States and we laid it over the per capita consumption of these prescription antidepressants, and we got a strong correlation. The more people were taking these antidepressants, the more incidence of domestic violence. We could extrapolate that to bar fights, road rage, all kinds of bizarre behavior. For all we know, all these people, these grown-ups, sexually molesting little children, maybe they're on these medications. Because it's known these medications basically affect your ability to control your impulses. And we all have impulses, and we're supposed to control them. We'll be right back after station identification.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.